Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Tyrone Johnson, who is the president of North America with Amteco. Tyrone, how you doing?
Doing pretty good, Kemp. Thank you.
All right. Good to have you with us. I want to talk to you today. There's actually some interesting news we ran this week on FloridaDaily.net. Amteco, which is a leading resilient manufacturer in the commercial market based in the UK with manufacturing in Atlanta, has decided to drop its Stratica line of resilient products. Is that right?
Yep, that's correct. We've made that decision after careful consideration. So we will be discontinuing the sales of Stratica beginning April 2011.
Okay, this was a PVC-free product. Talk a little bit about that decision.
Yeah, it's a PVC-free product, and the decision was fairly straightforward. It was based upon demand. At the end of the day, the product line was not growing. I know there's a fair amount of talk in the marketplace about PVC-free product, but our experience is that actually the PVC products were the ones that were growing at a rapid pace and not the PVC-free flooring. So given the amount of resources it took to make Stratica and the amount of capacity that it took up, we made the decision to free up that capacity and make more Amteco and Spatial product versus Stratica product.
Okay, you know, Tyrone, I've actually been in your plant in, I guess it's halfway between Atlanta and Augusta.
In Madison, Georgia.
That's right. And I noticed that what you had there was you had two lines, one of which ran your PVC-based product and one of which ran Stratica. And I noticed when I toured your plant that the non-PVC line ran a lot slower. So I guess you had to charge more for that product, right?
Yeah, the Stratica product is actually a product that's made of Serlin, which is a product that you'll find on golf balls. And it does take some careful planning, and it does take a fair of ingenuity to make that product. So it does run at a different line speed, and the fact of the matter is that demand for it was far less, so we weren't running it nearly as often as we were running our PVC lines.
So you're going to convert that line then and just run the PVC-based product on both lines, right?
You got it, Kent. We've received some capital improvement approvals from our board, and we're going to make some investments in our Madison, Georgia facility and convert the Stratica line over to a PVC line, making both Amteco and Spatia, more of it anyway, here in the U.S.
Yeah. Now, you know, I need to point out that Amteco is a product that's sold, primarily, I think the majority of your business is on the commercial market. You are a specified product in many instances. This is very interesting news because does this tell us something around the architectural acceptance of a chlorine-based PVC product?
It may. I mean, our experience, which is what I can speak to, is that the fact of the matter is the PVC-free flooring just was not growing. So I know there's a fair amount of talk about it in the marketplace, and some people have some pretty strong views on it. But when you look at the specifications and when you actually look at the product that's going down on the floor, by and large, at least our experience, over 90% of that for us was product which was PVC-based. You know, this is a product we launched in 1998. It's something that we're very proud of in terms of the ingenuity, the creativity, the innovation.
Right.
But at the end of the day, you know, the demand for the product in this day and age, and it could have something to do with the economy, the price, or maybe shifting views towards PVC in general. Whatever the reason, it's our experience that the preferred product in most instances is PVC-based.
Well, pardon my Georgia slang, but, I mean, if the dog's not going to eat it, there's no reason to make it, right?
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself.
Okay. And one of the comments I did notice in your release is that you will continue to service the warranties on all the Stratica products that have been installed. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely right. No change in the warranty. In fact, you know, existing customers that have purchased Stratica will continue to handle their needs for the foreseeable future, so there will be no interruption in service for them. So this is just really about a change in direction and you know, utilizing our Madison, Georgia facility to its fullest extent by making more Amteco and Spatia, which is the product, quite honestly, that our customers are asking us for.
That's right. Okay. Now let's talk, we've got another minute here. I thought just to ask you about market conditions. How are you seeing the market right now?
Market's still tough. I think most people would agree it's still got some headwinds in front of us, but, you know, some commercial segments are seemingly thawing. You know, we've been pleasantly surprised by retail. There's some retail activity out there, which is helpful. Certainly, healthcare remains strong, and there's some signs that even hospitality might be coming back. So this isn't a situation where the floodgates are opening, but there are some at least nice signs of activity on the commercial side. Nowhere near, you know, kind of 2006, 7, 8 levels, but certainly we're heading in the right direction, albeit slowly.
Okay. Tamron, I was noticing on my calendar that you're actually planning some meetings in New York in the next couple of weeks. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we've got a number of launch events that we're planning over the next 6 weeks or so, Kemp. The first one is April 14th in New York City, where we'll be taking the design community through our new products, our new Spatial line, as well as our rebranding of the Antico product line. Some really exciting products. The Spatial line is doubling. You know, you'll have some abstracts in there now. You've got some stones. You've got some woods that rival Antico in terms of visual, certainly. So, you know, we're very excited by the offering, and we can't wait to show designers across the country the new Antico offering.
Okay, Tyrone, I look forward to seeing you there, and it's good to talk to you again. We've been talking to Tyrone Johnson, who is the president of North America with Antico, and we've been talking about their discontinuing of the Stratica non-PVC product line, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.